Reading assignment number 6, we're Inside Out and Back Again by Thanh Lai. This is the last reading assignment for part 1 of the novel. Sour Backs. At the port, we find out there's no such thing as a secret among the Vietnamese. Thousands found out about the Navy ships ready to abandon the Navy. Uncle Son flares elbows into wings, lunges forward, protecting his children. But our family sticks together like wet pages. I see nothing but backs, sour and sweaty. Brother Vu steps up, placing Mother in front of him and lifting me onto his shoulders. His palms press Brother Quang and Khoi forward. I promise myself to never again make fun of Bruce Lee. April 29th, afternoon. One mat each. We climb on and claim a space of 2 straw mats under the deck, enough for us 5 to lie side by side. By sunset, our space is 1 straw mat, enough for us 5 to huddle together. Bodies cram every centimeter below deck, then every centimeter on deck. Everyone knows the ship could sink, unable to hold the pile of bodies that keep crawling on like raging ants from a disrupted nest. But no one is heartless enough to say stop, because what if they had been stopped before their turn? April 29th, sunset. In the dark, Uncle Son visits and whispers to Mother. We follow Mother, who follows Uncle Son, who leads his family up to the deck and off the ship. It has been said the ship next door has a better engine, more water, endless fuel, countless salty eggs. Uncle Son lingers without getting on the new ship. So do we. Hordes pour by us, beyond us, above us. Bombs pierce the sky. Red and green flares explode like fireworks. All lights are off, so the port will not be a target. In the dark, a nudge here, a nudge there, and we end up back on the first ship, in the same spot, with 2 mats. Without lights, our ship glides out to sea, emptied of half its passengers. April 29th, near midnight. Saigon is gone. I listen to the swish-swish of Mother's handheld fan, the whispers among adults, the bombs in the ever greater distance. The commander has ordered everyone below deck, even though he has chosen a safer river route to connect to the sea, avoiding the obvious escape path through Vung Tau, where the communists are dropping all the bombs they have left. I hope Titi got out. Mother is sick with waves in her stomach, even though the ship barely creeps along. We hear a helicopter circling near our ship. People run and scream, "Communists!" Our ship dips low as the crowd runs to the left and then to the right. This is not helping Mother. I wish they would stand still and hush. The commander is talking. "Do not be frightened. It's a pilot for our side who has jumped into the water, letting his helicopter plunge in behind him." The pilot appears below deck, wet and shaking. He salutes the commander and shouts, "At noon today, the communists crashed their tanks through the gates of the presidential palace and planted on the roof a flag with 1 huge star." Then he adds what no one wants to hear. "It's over. Saigon is gone." April 30th, late afternoon. That's the end of reading assignment number 6, and the end of part 1 of Inside Out and Back Again.